and to live in His abounding grace.
Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, is sponsored by Abounding Grace Radio. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. I'm wrapping up our San Diego midday. So Cameron John saying so long. God bless. Have a great rest of your afternoon and evening as well. And of course, stay safe as always. You can join me tomorrow at 9:30 when we kick off our San Diego middays with In Touch and Dr. Charles Stanley. And don't forget, coming up later at 4 p.m., Noah Dingley takes over and brings you Noah's Ark. And then later in the evening, Tugboat Todd takes over. But before that, it's the local, national, and heavenly talk of the David Spoon Experience. Coming up on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Now, there's a place where all your Christian programs reside. All the best Christian radio stations live there. Find your local Christian station or look for one farther away that plays the program you like. ChristianRadio.com not only links you to the best Christian radio stations in America, like this one, but also podcasts of great uplifting content designed to grow your faith. Find us now and download the app on either Apple or Android devices. It's the difference maker in your daily walk. ChristianRadio.com.
Access the cash you need and pay nothing out of pocket. I'll credit you up to $10,000 and sometimes even more than that to cover the costs of refinancing your home so that you can take the cash out of your property to pay off those high interest credit cards, consolidate a first and a second, or to do the home improvements you've been planning for months, maybe years. I'm Rich Agostino of Park Place Funding. Let me help you make your life a whole lot better. I'll help you get your cash out, get a great low rate, and I'll pay the loan costs for you. Remember, I'll credit you up to $10,000 to cover the cost of your refinance and maybe more. Let's get rid of those high interest balances on the credit cards. Pay off the second or finally get the kitchen done. I mean, really, isn't it about time? Call me, 949-547-2702. Park Place Funding. We're working to make your life a whole lot better. 949-547-2702.
DRA number 01883363. NMLS number 337745.
This is AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station, a service of Salem Media Group.
KPRZ, San Marcos, Poway, San Diego.
Thank you for supporting our ministry partners and advertisers.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. That's when I'm reading in Scripture and something jumps out me and says, hey, Dave, look at me, look at me, look at me. Kind of like a dog when he's trying to get you to throw the little ball kind of thing. Anyway, the DDD, the Lost Art of Eternal Hope, the Lost Art of Eternal Hope. Plus, we're going to look at what it means to be right now. As in, like, right now. And the controversial DDD, one of the most controversial ever, entitled Race is a Good God Thing. Ooh. And today's Facebook post, still the same.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then, David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. You really want to know about my life? Okay. Spiritual observations. You really want to know what I think? Okay. My life's insanities and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Call us at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's churros radio. I had a churros I can't say that? Oh, well. I had one anyway. Hey, it's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
Every time you say you need me, you know there's nothing I won't do.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump met today with some of the victims, doctors, police, dispatchers, and others who responded to the Las Vegas massacre. At a news conference afterwards, the president said many families will go to bed this evening in a world that, in his words, is suddenly empty.
The people they so dearly love were torn away from them forever. Our souls are stricken with grief for every American who lost a husband or a wife, a mother or a father, a son or a daughter. We know that your sorrow feels endless. We stand together to help you carry your pain. You're not alone.
A law enforcement official says the Las Vegas shooter's girlfriend is being questioned by FBI agents in Los Angeles. On Wall Street, the Dow by 20 points, the NASDAQ rose 3. This is SRN News.
AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
In a time when the church faces significant cultural change, who will remind us of what really matters? Who will help us stand for the truth when the truth is no longer popular? At the 12th annual KPRZ Pastors Appreciation Luncheon on Thursday, October 5th, we have a seat reserved for you at City View Church in Mission Valley, along with every other pastor in San Diego County. Receive encouragement from an experienced leader who has walked in your shoes, one who understands the challenges you didn't learn about in seminary. Dr. Robert Jeffress is a best-selling author, the pastor of First Baptist Church, Dallas, Texas, and the host of Pathway to Victory, a national radio and television ministry. Shoulder to shoulder we stand, for there's more we have in common than what divides us. Lead on, Pastor. We're with you.
The 12th annual KPRZ Pastors Appreciation Luncheon is sponsored by City View Church and the French Gourmet. Reserve your seat at kprz.com or on the KPRZ mobile app.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over 2 decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins talked about how purist politics didn't work in attempting to repeal Obamacare.
In the policy world, when you're trying to get to your destination, let's say you're at A and you want to get to C, sometimes you got to stop at B. And while this is not what I would want in terms of a total repeal of Obamacare, going back to the way we were prior to Obamacare, it moves us in that direction, and part of the political process is reaching consensus, and you do your best to move the policy toward where you know it needs to be. If this Graham-Cassidy bill were to pass and go into law, you would no longer be forced into a partnership with Planned Parenthood that you are today, and you will be tomorrow because Rand Paul wouldn't support this.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Beautiful day here in San Diego. Quick reminder, tomorrow we have our Pastor's Appreciation Lunch. I'm not going to tell you too much other than I'll be picking up Dr. Jeffress, but I did have somebody tell me, you know, make sure your car is clean. Now, you think that would be somebody that would be, you know, part of the station, connected to everything, that Dan was really worried about this past appreciation lunch. That is not the case. It was my wife who said, you know, I really don't want you to embarrass us. So apparently I have to get my car clean, which is funny because I never let anybody drive in my car, so it's not dirty in the first place. On the outside, though, it is a magnet for bugs. It's just one of those things. Couple things to go over. This segment brought to you by Whitefields Ministries and our good friend Steve Wheeler, who will be at the Pastor's Appreciation Lunch tomorrow, is one of the key sponsors. He is, I just love him and Coral and their heart to advance the gospel. I love that they go to places, and he'll send me an email, just sent me an email not that long ago. I could not pronounce three of the places. I just can't, I don't know. See, I don't get how he gets the geography, unless I guess you kind of live in it. There, that would make sense, but Whitefields.org is their website. If you're looking for a ministry that does a lot of great missionary work that is not denominationally specific. In other words, they work with all the different denominations proclaiming Jesus Christ as Lord. They work with everybody from the Baptists, the Pentecostals, the Charismatics, you know, the Methodists, just, you know, the Presbyterians, going down the line, the people that want to proclaim Jesus Christ. That's what they do. They are an interdenominational. By the way, when people say to you, we're a non-denominational church, that's actually not technically true, because the word denominate means to identify with. So essentially, when you say you're non-denominate, you identify with nobody. See, actually, it'd be a little better to be more inter. But now interdenominational has such a bad reputation that they just stick with non-denominational. Not that it matters. I'm just trying to help out. Whitefields.org, a interdenominational, non-denominational ministry that advances the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to the four corners of the earth by supporting rural pastors educationally, financially, and also just in the spirit of lifting them up and encouraging them. Go to whitefields.org. Boy, I just did that so poorly. That was just like a poor job of how I wanted to communicate that. But I did eventually get it out correctly. Non-denominational, interdenominational. I don't know. All right, let's talk about what's bugging me. I've got two big things I got to pick right now. Brought to you by E. coli Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control. As gentle as a butterfly, ecolatermite.com, 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. Okay, the Churros wins. We had lunch today for our new GM and also in honor of our vice president of the company, one of the vice, you know, one of the VPs. And so we had a nice lunch, and it was tasty. It's always good. You know, you always appreciate that. This particular place did a great job. And they had these cinnamon triangles. We used to just call them like cinnamon crispy kind of things. But nobody told me that behind those were a small batch of churros sitting there saying, Dave, the diet doesn't matter. Come see us. Meet us and be one with us. So nobody told me until I found out from Kayla up at the front that there were churros there. She's eating a churro. I'm like, where'd you get the churros? Well, it was a part of the lunch. So I want to say that what's bugging me is when people do potlucks and sometimes they hide the better food. That, okay, they weren't hiding it. They just didn't display it. That is what's bugging me. You telling me, Agent Squires, you knew there were churros right away?
It wasn't a potluck.
Well, that's true. It was a, what would you call that? A kind of a, let's see, work lunch?
Banquet style, perhaps, because we could pick and choose.
Yeah, okay. I'm just saying. But let me ask you this. Did you know there were churros, yes or no?
I did not.
Ah, see. I rest my case, Your Honor. Thank you very much. Okay.
That's the lost art of entertainment. Here comes the lost art of our DDD. It's the lost art of eternal hope. Luke chapter 10, verses 17 through 20. Luke chapter 10, verses 17 through 20 say this. The 72 returned with joy, saying, "Even the demons are subject to us in your name." And Jesus said to them, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." Okay, now we are in 2017, and the majority of Christians don't believe in demons. Guess what? Jesus says you're wrong. If you believe the way of salvation is through Jesus Christ, that he is the way, the truth, and life, and no man comes to the Father but by him, if you believe that there are no names given under heaven whereby men must be saved but by the name of Christ, do you believe that there's one mediator between God and mankind, and it's the man Jesus Christ? If you believe all that and then you don't believe in the demons, there's something wrong. Specifically wrong. Since the Old Testament talks about demonic encounters and the New Testament talks about demonic encounters, and all of the believers out there are like, "Well, I don't want to think about that. That's spooky." That's why we call it spiritual warfare. And if you are completely unaware that you have warfare with demons, the enemy is killing you. He's whooping. He's doing fantastic because you're not even aware of it. That's pretty bad. Jesus is very clear. For those that do not know, I'm going to help you. I'm going to give you this. You'll never forget this again. I hope the rest of your life, Jesus talked more about Satan and demons than he did about the poor. Now, where are you going with that? And so here he has this encounter, and he sends the boys out, and the boys go, and they're doing a great job, and they're excited because they're seeing true spiritual warfare and the prevailing of the kingdom of God. The demons are subject to them. By the way, they say they're subject to us in your name, which means it's not by the power that they're doing anything, but it's by the authority of Jesus Christ. Not by their own power. It's by the name of Jesus. And it's in Jesus Christ that they have the power. That is cool. You say a lot of things to me, but when there's spiritual warfare, and let me help you out from that practical point of view, you walk in your house, you can just tell, your little spidey sense goes off, there's something not comfortable, you're thinking, ding, 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 something's weird. Yeah, guess what the best thing in the world you should do? You should either read your Bible, pray, or turn on worship music, because there's some spiritual warfare going on. I was like, well, there's nothing in Scripture that says that. There's a lot in Scripture that says that the Word of God is what you use when you have any kind of encounter with Satan. That's what Jesus showed us. There's other elements in Scripture that make it quite clear that in the presence of praise, like when King David was playing his harp, and we know what kind of music he played because he played a harp and wrote Psalms, when that type of thing happens, that spirit departed from Saul. And so we know that that works on that level. Plus, we know that prayer is the ultimate key to all spiritual warfare, asking God to break through the heavens into the earthly realm and to smash the power of the enemy. So we know all that works. I said all that to say this. Isn't that just awesome? Guess what? Heaven's better. See? Oh, wow! Yeah, but what Jesus said is, isn't that great? That's fantastic, right? Oh, it's great. Don't rejoice about that. That's one thing. Your names are written in heaven. Now that's something. Yeah, spiritual warfare is important, but not as important as your name written in red in the papers of heaven on the roll that says eternal life. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere. And I'm sick of this trap and the lies at the end.
local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Have you seen someone who was destined to change the world? Have you looked in the mirror? San Diego Christian College will educate and inspire you through the truth of Scripture and the development of skills that will prepare you to impact the world. It sounds like a life well lived, and it can be your life if you take the right path. San Diego Christian College is here to help you become culturally and globally involved with personalized one-on-one attention in a Christ-centered, affordable, and convenient setting. You've been wanting to do something meaningful with your life. San Diego Christian College will help, from Christian ministry to business to teaching. From a bachelor's in business management to a master's in teaching and master's of science in leadership, San Diego Christian College will help you succeed with affordable and convenient classes both on campus and online. Get your degree on your schedule. San Diego Christian College in Santee near the Trolley Center and online at sdcc.edu. Truth, purpose, impact. San Diego Christian College.
Hey, remember the mortgage meltdown of 2008? Have you tried to get a mortgage since then and been turned down? Or maybe you haven't even tried because your credit score is stuck at 585 or your tax returns have too many write-offs. Well, Cash Call Mortgage has great news for you. We've just introduced programs for people who've been told no. And what's doubly exciting is that we can solve your mortgage problems with no closing costs, no points, title, escrow, and no fees.
Wait. Cash Call, are you saying you now have credit and income-solving mortgages with no closing costs? Are you kidding?
You heard right. A credit or income-solving loan with no closing costs. Call 877-890-CASH, and we'll work with you to solve your mortgage issues. Make the Cash Call at 877-890-CASH.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 855-657-9910 for terms and restrictions. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
The famous actor John Wayne had an interesting way of looking at the future. He said, "Tomorrow comes into us at midnight, very clean. It's perfect when it arrives and it puts itself in our hands. Tomorrow hopes we've learned something from yesterday. But sometimes, even at midnight, when a new day arrives, we are still burdened with concerns from yesterday." That's where one of the Bible's greatest promises comes in. Lamentations 3, 22 and 23 says that God's mercies and compassions are new every morning without fail. When God's mercy is new every morning, tomorrow is truly a brand new day. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's mercy and compassion on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Oh, so much to talk about, so little time. That's the best line I got for you right there. If you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. That's David with the word spoon behind it. David, then spoon. David is in King David, only I'm not a king. Spoon is in fork and knife. David Spoon at KPRZ.com. This segment brought to you by our great friend Sam Rasool. Sam is the man. He has done a fantastic job giving to ministries throughout San Diego, and we appreciate that he's done that. He's taken that opportunity to reach out, to give to ministries throughout San Diego County, because people like you have called Sam, or you've gone to his website at thinksam.com, or you've called him and you've said, "Hey, talk to me about this real estate thing. I want to buy a house. I want to sell a house," whatever the case may be. And then Sam takes 25% of that commish when you do it through the show and gives it to whatever church or ministry you want. And that's how he's been able to be a steward of giving money to different ministries in San Diego. So maybe you're thinking of downsizing. Maybe you're thinking of upsizing. Maybe you're thinking of getting an investment home. Maybe you're just thinking, "I'm not sure. I need to talk to somebody." Think Sam
thinksam.com. Think, as in the word think, Sam. thinksam.com. 858-780-1-SAM. 858-780-1-SAM. And we tell you, because we know you might not be the person. In fact, it is most likely not you. It's most likely somebody you know in your circle, in your sphere, in your family, in your friends, at work, at church. And so what we say to you, we say to everybody with the same spirit, send them to Sam. There we go. Boy, that was a good one. This is like I had a churros or something. Oh, wait, I didn't. All right, here we go. All right, Sam, I'll call you afterwards. An email from Sam. It's like, okay, I'll call you in a while. All right, let's get into this one because this is a good one. It's called Right Now. There's no real reason why it's called Right Now except for, you know, it's about right now. Luke chapter 10, verse 38 through 42. Now, as they went their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him in her house. And she had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. Cool. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. All right, ready? I've done this before. Do it again. Seems appropriate to do every so often because of the nature of how we walk our walk. Are you Martha or are you Mary? You're going to have to be one or the other. You're not going to be both. So many wonderful things in this. First of all, there's sisters, which tells you that brothers and sisters are not always the same. A, yeah, that's right, because look at these two. B, look at what Jesus says. Now, I know people do this all the time. They think that Jesus says this in this, like, superbly compassionate, I'm wearing sandals, and I have, powder in my hair, and I've got flowers coming out of the back of my head, and that Jesus just goes, Martha, Martha. It's like, yeah, no, that's not how that's going. It's cute, but that's not how it's going. So Jesus is doing the old exhaustaroo. Martha, Martha. This is not I love everything you're doing. This is Martha, Martha. You know, you're driving everybody just a little bit nutty. That's the reality check. And you think, how can you say that? That's what Jesus is saying. Well, it's the two sentences before and the two sentences after that tell me what's going on here. Right? First of all, look at what Martha says. You have to love this, right? She's distracted by much serving. Distracted how? She's not getting to get the lesson. She's not getting to hear the Lord. She's not getting just to sit there. How would you not like? I mean, wouldn't you, everyone else, just like to sit there and do nothing and hear? Well, that's where she's coming from. And then she says to him, don't you care? Not, hey, can you ask her to help me? She says to Jesus, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Jesus, you're the big teacher on serving. Don't you care? Now, that sentence right there, this is where you can identify whether you're a Martha or a Mary. So when you're going through that frustration and you're praying and you're asking the Lord, to give you solutions, do you ever throw that in without using that phrase, or do you throw that phrase in? Lord, don't you care that I'm going through this? Now, I say it different. I say it like this. Don't you see what's happening? That's the same statement. Okay, just kind of a little justified, maybe Christianized. Like, don't you get this? I'm distracted and busy. And then Jesus says this, you are anxious and troubled about many things, which is a really nice way for Jesus to read her mail and go, yeah, it's not actually just this. It is this, but it's a whole bunch of other things. And it's like, yeah, it's that. But there's 15 other things on the little list you want to cover? He's just nailing it down. And he goes, all that's fantastic, but only one thing is necessary. So here's a question. Are you anxious and troubled? Or are you able to stop, sit, and listen? That is a fair question to ask other believers, to ask yourself. Are you anxious and troubled, or are you able to just stop, sit, and listen? Hey, in human terms, can we just be sure we understand this? This isn't fair. No, I mean it. This is not fair in the sense that you cannot sit there and say, well, Martha's doing all the work and Mary's not doing anything, and that's perfectly fair. No, it's not fair. It's just that one is more righteous than the other. It's not necessarily fair. You see, what we've done is we've equated the word fair with righteous, and God doesn't do that. You do that, I do that, but he doesn't do that. You see, in the eternal perspective, her sitting at Jesus' feet, listening and learning from the master is much more beneficial and ultimately much more eternally appropriate than human fairness. And so even the plea that she has, ooh, it's a good plea. I mean, I'm the only one serving here. Although we don't know that she was actually the only one, she just know between the sisters. So are you Martha or are you Mary? Are you anxious and troubled? Are you able to stop right now and sit down and listen? Can you? Or are you unable to? Can't do it. Can't do it, Dave. Too much to do. I got too much going on. I got too much to take care of. There's too many things going on. I have to hurry. I understand. Then do you get up a half hour earlier or go to bed a half hour later? Or wait, here's one. Cut a half hour out of television and just spend that time with God. I'm just curious. Because I'll bet you God can find 15 or 20 minutes in your timeline. I'm just saying, if he reviewed it, I'm just saying. As agent squires and I say to one another, maybe a little less spitting at some of the cars that go by and maybe a little less praying while you're driving. There's time right there. Yeah, we could do it. You never know. Martha or Mary, which one? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
I'm Cheryl Giesbrecht with Transform Through Truth. The challenge of change has become God's open door for me to embrace the new adventures he has in store. Early in my ministry, Pastor Paul and I suffered the consequences of a decision made by our senior pastor. My husband was fired from his pastoral position. There was no sin in our ministry. As we left the church, we were bitter, resentful, and angry. And within a year, we attended a seminar called Resolving Spiritual Conflicts, taught by Neil Anderson. Someone once said the only constant in life is change, but God stands firm when everything else moves. Thankfully, the one thing that hasn't changed in my life is my God. In fact, his character quality of immutability, something that can only be attributed to him, means never changing, always the same, constant and reliable. Isaiah 54:10 says, Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord who has compassion on you. I've now let the challenge of change become God's open door for me to embrace the new adventures. I am so thankful He won't change His mind about His plans and His purpose for me. I encourage you, whatever changes you are facing, grab onto God. He's reaching out to you, and let Him pull you back up. It's only through Him that you can get up again and stand firm, because He never changes. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. May God's presence and peace engulf you as you face your changes.
Thanks for joining author and speaker Cheryl Giesbrecht for Transform Through Truth. Do you need prayer or free resources? Or would you like to order Cheryl Giesbrecht's new devotional book, Experiencing God Through His Names? Then go to FromAshesToBeauty.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. If you had noticed on our Facebook page or on my Facebook page, we got a big announcement coming on Friday. You said that opportunity to talk about Friday. Those are great days. Sorry. 12th Annual Pastors Appreciation Lunch. That you know about. Cross International, you guys did a fantastic job. Thank you for that. Make sure you go to Facebook, the KPRZ Facebook, to see the inspirational different sayings and different pictures and scriptures. And also KPRZ.com, because if you go to KPRZ.com, you can get into the happenings and things that are taking place in the community. By the way, if you have a community element that doesn't need radio, radio reinforcement, you can always contact the station. What you do, though, is you send an email and you send it. You contact the station, send them an email, and put it in the request for the calendar, and they will kind of review it. And if it's okie dokie and it's nothing like that there's a problem with, they'll put it in. That's typically what we'll do. All right, where do we want to go? This title is by far the raciest title I've ever done doing a DDD. That's right. Yep-a-rooney. If you're thinking race, you're thinking this DDD could be the answer for you. It's true. Anybody and everybody who sees everything as race is into race. That is the reality check. In fact, the title of this DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, is called Race is a Good God Thing. Now, there's people out there that are like going, oh, did you tell people from the American Way that David Spoon said race is a good thing? Yeah, I hope you did. I hope you told every possible person in every possible influential place in all the universe that race is a good thing. Let's talk about race, shall we? Agent Squires will defend me as I do this. Why is race a good thing? Well, first of all, race has a sponsor. Race has a cause. Usually there's a sponsor and their race is promoting a cause. And it creates an event. When you go to a race, there's an event that's been created. It has a sponsor and there's a purpose behind the race. Race opens up the event to participants. Race sets the course. Race identifies the participants with some sort of seal. Race puts encouragers on the sides and gives aids for sustaining. Race establishes a finish line, and then race gives a reward when you finish the race. Those are great things. Look at that. Sponsor, has a cause, creates an event, opens up to participants, sets up the course, identifies participants with a seal, puts encouragers on the sides, gives aids for sustaining, establishes a finish line, then gives rewards. That is fantastic.
In fact, some people call them marathons. Other people call them sprints. If you're not going to last long, it's much more of a sprint than a marathon. Here is what I want you to know. Acts chapter 13. Did you like that? Come on. Acts chapter 13, verses 23 through 25 says this. From the descendants of this man, God has brought to Israel the Savior Jesus, as he promised. Before the arrival of Jesus, John preached a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. As John was completing his course, he said, "Who do you suppose I am?" What does it say? As John was completing his course, John had a course. Guess what? John was in a race. And in John's race, he had a sponsor. And that sponsor had a cause. And so that sponsor who had a cause created an event for John to participate in. That's why it's open to participants. Then he set up the course that John was going to go on. He identified John by giving him an identity seal. He put people on the sides to give him encouragements. In his case, it might have been angels. He gives aids for sustaining. Somebody ate wild honey and locusts. Wild honey, locusts in the outs there, right? He established a finish line all the way to prison and to giving his very life. And he gave, God gave, or the sponsor gave a reward. You see, John was completing his course. He was completing his race. So the first thing you got to know about race is keep on going. Keep on going. In regards to race, keep on going. Oh, cool. See, because if you look at this race from the point of view of God, you find out it's not what everybody tries to make it out to be. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witness, let us throw off every encumbrance and sin that so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race set out for us. Hallelujah. Boy, if I wasn't in a chair, I would jump up. If I was standing up, I'd sit down. Every encumbrance and sin that so easily entangles us, let's throw that off and run with endurance the race that is set out for us. God has a race. It's a good God thing. He's the sponsor. And he has a cause. He has a plan. He has a purpose. He created a series of events, starting with the one that you're in for you. And he opens up this event, this bigger event, to all these different participants. And then you know what he does? He sets the course. Do you know when they run a race, when they run a marathon, do you know that's one of the first things they do is set the course? Because it's not a good idea to go, well, let's take the race right down the middle of the five and then have all the people who participate go through the 805 and cross all the way over, then get to the 163 and then just go right into the water until they got to have a race. You got to have a course that's going to work. And by the way, when I said identifies participants with a seal, Revelation says that God seals his believers by putting his mark on them. He seals us. It's the Holy Spirit that seals us. I see you're a participant. You got a seal. He puts encouragers on the side. You ever see one of those races? People are on the side of the races going, go, 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 go. God does that. They're called your church members, brothers and sisters. Go, 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 go. You ever watch a marathon, Boston Marathon? People give aid to people who are running. They lean over and they give them water. Ever notice that? Well, that's what these people are doing. They're giving you things to help you sustain up until there's this one place called the finish line. And you get to the finish line and you get through. Guess what happens after you get to the finish line? You get a reward. Oh. So we're told in regards to race, keep on going. In regards to race, run the race with endurance. Hey, get ready, because it's just about to get excited. We haven't started yet. 2 Timothy 4, 7 through 8, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, the crown of righteousness is laid up for me, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only me, but all who crave his appearing. Paul, going through the review of his life, goes, I have finished the race. You got to keep on going. You got to run with endurance. And get this, you have to finish the race. Yeah, you can't stop in the middle of the race and go, okay, I did it all. You don't get the rewards for the halfway race. Okay? And again, it's not the wacky racers. It's just the race that God has put you in that you are fulfilling by completing your course, by running the race that's set before you, and by finishing the race. And most times when you're training for a real physical race, the way to do it is by doing extra running, extra exercises, and extra all that other stuff, and really good eating, and all that other stuff, but that's not how the Christian is supposed to engage with the race. Do you know how a Christian is supposed to do the race? How do you keep on going? How do you run with endurance? How do you finish this race? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. There is the key for all God-ordained racers. Fix your eyes on Jesus. That is how you run the race that is a good God thing. You fix your eyes on Jesus. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, a Christian station here in San Diego, California. We'll take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
I call to you, I'm a hero.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
In a time when the church faces significant cultural change, who will remind us of what really matters? Who will help us stand for the truth when the truth is no longer popular? At the 12th annual KPRZ Pastors Appreciation Luncheon on Thursday, October 5th, we have a seat reserved for you at City View Church in Mission Valley, along with every other pastor in San Diego County. Receive encouragement from an experienced leader who has walked in your shoes, one who understands the challenges you didn't learn about in seminary. Dr. Robert Jeffress is a best-selling author, the pastor of First Baptist Church, Dallas, Texas, and the host of Pathway to Victory, a national radio and television ministry. Shoulder to shoulder we stand, for there's more we have in common than what divides us. Lead on, Pastor. We're with you.
The 12th annual KPRZ Pastors Appreciation Luncheon is sponsored by San Diego Christian College and Church Design and Construction. Reserve your seat at kprz.com or on the KPRZ mobile app.
You've heard about E. coli's safe and effective methods to rid your home of bugs and termites. Well, now you can be pest-free all year long with their maintenance and warranty programs. Here's Sue Freeze from E. coli to tell us how it works.
Our pest control program gives you regular treatments and a price that's easy on the budget. It's very effective at keeping insects out of your home and controlled in your yard.
That's just exactly what we want, and your termite warranty is preferred by homeowners.
That's because after an initial inspection and treatment to keep termites away, for an annual fee, we give you a yearly inspection, and if we find any evidence of termites, we treat the affected area free of charge. That can save you a lot of money.
All of us want that, Sue, and we could count on E. coli Termite Pest Control Services to keep our home pest-free year-round. So call Sue at E. coli, 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Or log on to termitelady.com, termitelady.com.
E. coli, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Tibet is called the roof of the world. Its average elevation is 16,000 feet, and its border is guarded by Mount Everest, which rises 29,029 feet above sea level. This is where Sister Amber has been sharing the gospel with nomadic mountain people for 16 years, despite the fact that Tibet is a Buddhist country closed to Christianity. And Amber eventually found herself in prison, where she was severely beaten for sharing Christ. With each blow, God gave her the strength to say, "Jesus loves you," to her torturers. The work of Sister Amber is our work, too, to show the love of Jesus to those who don't yet know him.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence.
Nor will I let them serve alone.
To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians,
go to vomradio.net.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Excellent way to go about that. Don't forget about the book, His Appointment. It's actually Church Disappointment, His Appointment. Amazing. Even to think that you could go through a tough church experience and still have God be a part of that when the church is supposed to be the safest place that one can go. Yet, you will find out that the Lord wastes nothing in a person's life. I will use simple evidence to irritate just by saying that if God had wanted to eliminate Satan, he could have done so, but instead of just throwing him out, he used him. It's like, wow, that's pretty good. All right, let's get ready to do our Facebook post. Got a lot of things going on, but this... You get a lot of changes in life. You ever go through that period where you think some changes are taking place? And one of the things I have noticed is, and this is kind of a cool thing, so I'm going to be really careful how I say it. So I'm up, but then when I'm up, my wife will maybe be, not as up. And then when she's up, then I'm not as, we've noticed like last night we was like, I was a little more up, she was a little more down kind of thing. And typically it goes both directions. And you sit there and think, well, gosh, wouldn't that be great? We were both up at the same time, both down at the same time. No, that's not a good idea. And you think, well, why would you say that? Because if you were both up, that would be fantastic. But both being down is really down. I mean, it's super down. And you better to have some kind of sense of balance. Now, why did I bring all that up? Well, thanks. Because I wanted to use this as my intro into Still the Same. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. Malachi, by the way, is the 39th book in the Old Testament. It's the one just before Matthew. It should be one that you know. If I sat there and turned to you and said, turn to the book of Hezekiah, and you started looking throughout your Bible, you would have to get your knuckles wrapped with a ruler, okay? Because there's no book Hezekiah. All right. There was a king Hezekiah, no book. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6 says this, for I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, sons of Jacob, you are not consumed. I, the Lord, do not change. You see, we are bouncy. Okay? I can be up. I can be down. I can tell you right now, if you are in my house and a sports team is playing that I'm connected to and they lose, nobody in the house is uppy. Everybody is downy. That is how it goes. If the Red Wings lose, like the first time they missed the playoffs in 25 years was 26th year, was last year, the mood was not good. We almost had to change the name of the dog, right? We had to change it from Levi Red Wing Spoon to Levi, you're out. It's like, come on. But see, God doesn't bouncy. He's consistent. Why that's important is because of that, you are not consumed. You see, if God changed his mind about you and you had a bad day and God was changeable that way, you would be gone. You would be consumed. But God doesn't change like a flip-flopper, and I'm not talking about politics. Because Scripture's clear in Romans 3, let God be true, but every man a liar. Everybody flip-flops. Everybody's a liar. You're like, well, I'm not a liar. Well, now you're a liar because God said everybody's a liar. So either you're a liar or God's a liar. Pick. Everybody is a liar. But because God is not inconsistent like we are, we're not toast. Because I think if God decided, you know, I'm going to create within my character frame the ability to change, you wouldn't exist. You would be gone. He'd have a bad day. You'd be gone.
You see that? That is really, you think, well, that's ridiculous. That's not how that works. James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. You know what a shifting shadow is? A shadow that is on an object. You ever see the shadow of an object? Did you ever see the shadow of an object move an inch, 2 inches, 3 inches? Well, God has no movement in the shadow of him. There is no movement, no variation, nothing. Not subtle, not 1 degree. And because of that, you are not consumed. There's a lot of instability in the world. In fact, you would find a tremendous amount of stability in the world if you'd shut your TV off. That would help you out a lot. And sometimes shut the radio off, because you don't need to always listen to radio either. Sometimes you just need to pray. Sometimes you just need to worship. Sometimes you need to do all the things that are right, not just some of the things that are right. But because of that great instability, when you take that on, when you absorb that instability that's going on around you, when you watch the news or watch television or watch entertainment, and in the framework of that 2 hours and that movie that you love and that I love too and everybody loves, the instability that's communicated to you makes you and I bounce up and down like a yo-yo. And you know how much that helps us? Nothing. But the fact that God doesn't change and he's still the same and there's no variableness in him, there's no shadow of turning, he doesn't bounce around, he's stable, that's why he's our rock. Because the rock is stable. The rock is the place for us to go. The rock is the place for us to stand. And without the rock, there's just a lot of shifting sand. And that's very unstable. That is not comfortable. Get what I'm saying? All right. God doesn't change like a flip-flopper. For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, O sons of Jacob, you are not consumed. Praise God for that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, a Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty, then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Here's the Word on Wealth, a retirement update from five-star wealth manager, certified financial planner, Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Greetings, friends. Welcome to this edition of the Word on Wealth. Marty Schneider here, live and local. You know, periodically, you need to get back to the kind of the blocking and the tackling, the fundamental issues relating to moving a retirement account. And this happens periodically, just about every week for us here in my office, where somebody comes in and discovers that they've left an old retirement fund at a former employer, maybe an old 401k or a 403b. And can you move that out? Yeah, you can. And in many cases, you should. Roll that out to an individual retirement account or an IRA. Now, before you make that decision, you want to be careful and sit down with an advisor and make sure that you're moving it for all the right reasons. But certainly moving it to an IRA would offer you more investment flexibility, allow you to invest it in a way that is suitable and appropriate for you based on your age and your risk tolerance level and a host of other factors that might go into the proper decision for how to invest that account. Just be careful of one thing. If indeed you decide to move an old retirement account into an individual retirement account, you can do it one of two ways, either a rollover or a transfer. They both might work. The direct custodial transfer is a far more efficient way to do this. This is where the old retirement plan sends the money directly payable to the new IRA account that you establish. And it's cleaner, it's easy, there's no tax ramifications, you don't get a 1099 at the end of the year, and you don't have to worry about the complexities of managing a rather difficult taxable event. Now, if you do it the other way, you have the check made payable to yourself, you have 60 days from the date on that check to get it rolled into an IRA to avoid the taxes. However, you will get a 1099 from the distributing company because they don't know if you've rolled that to an IRA or if you've just taken it out personally. So the 1099 comes, and then you have to prove to the IRS that you rolled that over. The direct transfer is a far more effective way to do that. By the way, you can do an unlimited number of direct custodial transfers each year. There's not a limit on how many times you can do that. You could literally do one each and every day of the week, no problem. However, with a direct rollover where you personally receive the check and then you're under the 60-day transfer rule, if you do it that way, you can only do that once in a 12-month period of time. So you're limited to once a year on that. So again, always moving parts in these decisions. The most important thing is to, number one, make sure you're moving it to an IRA for the right reasons and that you've carefully selected how to invest the new IRA rollover account. And then secondly, when you actually effect that transfer, you want to do that in a direct custodial transfer as opposed to a direct rollover. Oftentimes, friends, people use the words interchangeably when they say transfer or rollover, but there is a difference, and it's a fairly significant difference between the direct transfer and the rollover. So make sure you get that one right, and if you need help with that, come on in and see me. I do this all day, every day here in my Mission Valley office, help you put the pieces of your retirement puzzle together. Absolutely free meeting with me. Come on in for a free visit with me personally. 800-727-PLAN is my office number. 800-727-7526 for your free retirement consultation with me. That's it, friends, for this edition of The Word on Wealth. As always, I sure do thank you for listening, and I'll be back with you tomorrow, same time, same place, on these very same Salem Network stations. This is The Word on Wealth Financial Network. I'm Marty Schneider. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, a service of Salem Media Group.
KPRZ San Marcos, Poway, San Diego.
Thank you for supporting our ministry partners and advertisers.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. That's when we're looking at Scripture and something jumps out and goes, hey, look at me, use me in your life. The title of this one, Just Get Me Through This. That's pretty much what Agent Squires thinks when he's running the show. Just Get Me Through This. The next DDD, it's called Optical Illusions, if I can see that right. Also, Stop in the Name of Love. And we'll close it out with, wait for it, wait for it.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics have been removed and escorted out of the building. Entertainment and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
Most of my life it feels like I've been running.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says he never considered resigning as President Trump's top diplomat, disputing what he called erroneous reports that he wanted to step down earlier this year.
There's never been a consideration in my mind to leave.